Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now we're on to another Uncommon Economic Indicator segment. And as you know, we've set up that hotline to take your 30-second stories about the indicators you see all around you. Well, last week, we got this message on the hotline from Bill in New Paltz. Here's what he had to report.
I opened a bottle of shampoo last week, gave it my usual squeeze, and a lot more shampoo seemed to come out than I expected. So I was wondering if the aperture in the cap through which the shampoo comes is larger and sort of subtly assisting in using more shampoo, so you have to buy shampoo more quickly. Is this too paranoid? I don't know. I don't have any old bottles to compare it with, but it was a very definite sensation. And maybe that's how the company assists itself during these hard times. Should be interesting to follow up on.
So is Bill on to something? Are shampoo companies making their squeeze bottles squeeze more? Is this the beginning of Aperture Gate 2009? To maybe answer that question, but also explore some of the other ways in which companies are shifting their product packaging and marketing during the recession, we welcome Todd Marks, also known as Tightwad Todd, Senior Projects Editor at Consumer Reports. Hi, Todd. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. And we've been collecting other stories like the alleged widening aperture in a shampoo container on our Facebook page. Laura there writes, the new pound of Barilla Pasta is 13.5 ounces. 13.5 ounces is the new pound. Of course, same price. Clay writes, smaller bars of soap disguised as cool new shape, but also melt much quicker. Christopher writes, 11.2 ounce beer bottles. What a ripoff. It's still just expensive and you get less. Furthermore, why is it always good beers that are doing this? I refuse to buy 11.2 ounce beer. So do you think these add up to a trend?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny, though. I wrote a story about the incredible shrinking package back in October, and I looked at the Consumer Reports archives because I wanted to find out if this is kind of a recent phenomenon or is it something that dates way back. And interestingly enough, we said that deceptive packaging was highest on a list of topics that should be more fully covered because they pose such a threat to consumers. And guess what? We said that in 1959. So the incredible shrinking package is nothing new. However, the pace at which manufacturers are giving you less and charging you more has really become exacerbated in the last year or so.
Now, listeners, we have about 5 minutes for this. If you want to call in right now or post to our comments page, what changes in packaging or other aspects of products do you think you're seeing as an uncommon economic indicator in these last 6 months or so? 212-433-WNYC for Tightwad Todd from Consumer Reports. 212-433-9692. Call us immediately or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or to our Facebook page. Todd, you were going to say about these last few months?
I was saying that we've seen the pace really accelerated. And early last year, when this first started to become very apparent, it was during a time when we saw tremendous increases in the price of commodities, soybeans up 80%, wheat 65%, corn 50%, eggs, so on, so on. But you know what? The price in the commodities market collapsed when the economy tanked, too. So now that prices or now that commodity prices are down, you'd think that maybe the cost of goods would go down. But of course, there's an inverse relationship. That's not happening. So we saw incredible shrinking packages with everything from chocolate bars and ice cream and cereal to soap, peanut butter, cat food, orange juice and mayonnaise. So what your listeners are seeing is something that's very real, and it really is adding up to kind of secret or very hidden price increases.
I gather you have also seen that there's the new pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
How big is this pint?
Well, the new pint is 14 ounces, and it's funny. I was did this big story on supermarket shopping and rating America's supermarket chains that'll be coming out in the June issue, and I was out at I spent more time in supermarkets than you could ever imagine, basically 6 hours a day for several weeks on end. And I saw all kinds of things like that. And I found new things that surprised me. And that the Häagen-Dazs 14-ounce pint was one of the first things I saw. And another thing I saw was like the ricotta cheese. And the container used to be a pound. And that's also shrunk to 15 ounces. I've seen it with sour cream as well. So it looks like there's no end to the brazen and wanton reduction in package sizes with no subsequent decrease in the product price. So, yeah. It's really a tough thing, and it's funny. When we surveyed readers, and we wanted to find out if the public was, in fact, wising up. Were they noticing these things? And as a matter of fact, 75% of those people Consumer Reports surveyed said that they noticed package sizes are shrinking, and 71% of those people said that the main reason for downsizing, they believe, was to hide these price hikes from consumers. So the public's aware of it.
All right, let's get some of these uncommon product line indicators from our listeners. Peter in Brooklyn is a chef. Peter, what are you seeing?
I've noticed that the slab bacon that I buy is cured a lot shorter than the 10 days or 9 days that it used to be cured. You can tell, by the way, when you cut it, it slides over, the fat sort of slides around on itself. They're definitely making a weaker product. there's no question about it, and it's been going on for
months. How different is the taste if it's cured for less time?
It's not so much. It's not really that the taste is all that different. It's more of a textural issue. It doesn't, you use slab bacon for a whole lot of different applications, and it makes it a whole lot more difficult to work with.
All right.
You sort of have to freeze it up almost to cut it, because it doesn't matter how sharp your knife is, it slides around on you. It's kind of a nightmare to work with.
Peter, thanks for calling us. Don in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. What do you see?
Yogurt went from 8 ounces to 6 ounces. They all did it at once several months ago, I noticed it.
Wow. Did you see that one out there, Tightwad?
Oh, yeah, and absolutely. Yogurt was one of the early adapters of the shrinking package. And, a lot of people trace it back, and their most memorable experience has to do with the one-pound brick pack of coffee. Coffee was always a recognizable size. It came in a pound. Well, the pound is now shrunk in some instances to as little as 10 ounces. And what your previous caller said about the bacon, that's a very interesting thing, because with dry-aged meats also, what happens is you're charging people for these dry-aged or cured products, because why does it cost a lot? Because you're reducing moisture and liquid. Here, you're paying for water instead of paying for pure meat.
How about that? Fred in New Milford, 10 seconds. What are you seeing?
Laundry detergent, smaller packages, say to concentrate it 2 times the amount. It's a ripoff.
Deborah and Harrison, 10 seconds. What are you seeing?
A soft scrub made by Dial Corporation, automatic dispenser, which you can get around by unscrewing the cap, dispenses an enormous and unnecessary amount of product.
Beverly in Manhattan, what are you seeing?
Well, first they made these single toilet paper rolls smaller, so then they started a double roll. Then the double roll is getting smaller, so they're making a triple roll, and all of it is narrower than it ever was.
Beverly, thank you. By the way, in our last few seconds here, Todd, there was a report on Marketplace recently that said some chip companies are going the other way. They're adding chips to their bags because they figure folks are going to look for the best value.
Well, this is a big smokescreen, and people have to realize that. Do you know what the average size of a potato chip bag is? What's the typical size? Of course not. No more than you do with cereal.
There's no standardization.
That's why you don't know if they're actually giving you more, because what they may be doing is actually shrinking one size, then making actually another size available.
Uh-huh.
That goes back to the toilet paper issue, where they've shrunk one roll so much that they now have created a new standard size, and you think you're getting something, but all you're getting is a trickery.
And the last word from someone on our comments page, I swear my tortilla chips have gotten flatter. Well, we can't prove that one, but we thank Tightwad Todd from Consumer Reports, senior projects editor there. Todd, very interesting indicators. Thank you very much. Consumer.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Keep your eye on the numbers. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.